Time for another community spotlight here on MyFM. So pleased to be joined by Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health, and Jennifer Adams, Manager of Clinical Services with the Southeast Health Unit. Well, this week is Sexual Health and Reproductive Health Week and Action Canada. The organization who spearheaded this week has given it a new look, Sex Plus Week. This information, or sorry, the theme is dedicated to create a future where sexual health is part of every conversation about health. Now, Sex Plus calls all of us on to challenge misinformation, encourage curiosity, and dismantle barriers. Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. How is all that connected to public health?
Well, so I think sexual health is an inherent part of people's overall health, right? So a person's sexuality, their experiences, their relationships can affect physical and mental health and can have substantial effects. You know, it's not as though there's a sort of specific barrier dividing sexual health and the rest of health. It's all part of people's health. So for the health unit, we are committed to using equity, diversity, and inclusion lens for all of our activities, which includes our sexual health services, as we'll talk about in a little bit, as well as all the other services that we provide at the health unit. And one of the ways that we live this out is ensuring accessibility and inclusion in the services that we provide specifically in sexual health, and that's across the lifespan. So, you know, providing information and education and being part of, for example, school education or education and information provided by parents and caregivers, all the way to people's experiences with the healthcare system, with the health unit as well, and sexual health services. So, we'll talk a little bit more in particular about our sexual health clinics in particular, because they we provide prevention and treatment to, for example, reduce unwanted pregnancies. And another example is stopping the spread of sexually transmitted infections and bloodborne infections and general follow-up, as well as education information about sexual health and sexual well-being.
So Jennifer, let's talk about these clinics a little bit more. Can you tell us about some of the services that are offered?
Yeah, absolutely. Our health unit-based clinics offer quite a diverse and range of services, which we're pretty proud of. So some of those are low-cost birth control, free condoms, low-cost emergency contraceptive pill. Sometimes one of the brands is Plan B. People might be more familiar with that. Free pregnancy testing, pregnancy counseling and referrals, sexually transmitted infection testing and treatment at no cost, counseling about relationships and sexual health decision making. And we do provide immunizations when eligible. We always like to take the opportunity to get people up to date with their immunizations when we have them sitting in front of us. So that is one of the other programs that we do offer in these clinics. We have currently 7 locations across the health unit region. Our staff are non-judgmental. They welcome anyone into our clinics, and it's a safe and positive space for all. Clinics are great for those who currently have no access to a healthcare provider, or if they're a young person who would like confidential services that are not connected to their family health practitioner.
Dr. Lee, how else is public health working to reduce barriers to sexual health services?
So lots of things, right? We talked a little bit about clinics. I talked a little bit about education and information we provide. This very radio program is one of those specific. Typically, I want to talk about a few concrete initiatives as well. So there's at the University of Ottawa, there's a Get a Kit program, which is specifically so for most testing for sexually transmitted infections and bloodborne infections, you need to get the test from a healthcare provider, such as, for example, the health unit or your primary care provider or a walk-in clinic or the ER. But Get a Kit actually is a program that gives people the ability to do home testing. So you don't have to go to a clinic. You can order the kit through their program, so online, and and get the test kits mailed directly to you. And then you can do the testing and send it off directly to the Get a Kit program. So it is run through the University of Ottawa. Many health units in the Eastern Ontario region are part of this program. It's actually fantastic. We're so pleased to be part of this program and also to be able to not only offer the service to people who want to use this program and do self-home testing, but also to participate in perhaps shifting the way that people get tested out and about into the future as well. A few other things to mention. One is that clients in our clinics don't need to have a health card or health insurance. Please come to get services through the health units, no matter your circumstance or situation. Our sexual health nurses often attend outreach events to provide education and point of care testing for high-risk individuals out in the community rather than the, people having to come to us. We are going to people in communities and in other clinics. We do have later clinics, sort of quote, after hours or after usual business hours for the Brockville and Smiths Falls clinics in particular, because that's where we see the demand and requests to have those later clinics. And then it's also important, for example, our Triple P parenting initiatives and a lot of those conversations that we encourage in the community, not just through this particular radio program, but conversations among teachers and educators, conversations among parents and caregivers about sexual health, being part of health conversations, and also having conversations with healthcare providers about the same thing. And so, certainly, we have tips and tricks for people wanting to talk to kids about sexual health, and importantly, not just for people who might be sexually active, but just sort of as a general part of conversations about health. That's this whole thing about, sexual health isn't its own bucket of things, but is a part of people's health in general as well.
Jennifer, how does misinformation affect an individual's access to sexual health?
As you know, there's a lot of misinformation about sexual health and sexuality out there, especially in these times. And what we do know is that it does lead to further stigmatization and makes people apprehensive about accessing sexual health services, but also accessing just healthcare in general. It's important for people to seek out credible sources when it comes to their questions about their health, including sexual health, and ask if they're unsure. Our website is a great place for people to start if they're looking for evidence-based information. People can also call our health unit and speak to a public health nurse, or you can also book on an appointment through our online booking system and come and visit us at one of our clinics in person. We also have a section on both our clinics and classes, as well as our health information button that is specifically about sexual health. And as you know, we also have our Facebook and our Instagram accounts where we share lots of great information, not only about sexual health, but all kinds of other health topics.
Well, some great information today, that is for sure. Dr. Lee, people can also go to, as mentioned, the website, and we always want to end with you telling us the website. What is it now?
So it's still healthyunit.org.
Okay.
If and when it changes, we'll let you know. But certainly, all the information is there. The branding is still the same. We're still in these in-between times where we've merged, but the actual work of branding hasn't landed yet. We're certainly busy working behind the scenes in doing that. But for now, all of the same information can still be found at healthyunit.org, and all the same people. Jen was talking about our sexual health nurses and being able to call us and get information. That, of course, remains unchanged. And we always want to hear from people with their questions, requests for advice, whatever the case may be.
All right. Well, Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health with the Southeast Health Unit. Thank you as always.
Always a pleasure.
And Jennifer Adams, Manager of Clinical Services, also with the Health Unit. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Jen.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening.